This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. We're back. I think we're back. Are we back? I'm back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thank you so much for being with me. Thank you so much for taking your time, taking the time. Taking the time to be with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And you know what? There's been so much going on. There's so much going on. I can't stand it. I can't keep up with it all. So I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, if you head over to the website, therealside.com, give me your email address. Seriously, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. It's not like I make you crazy. It's not like I'm trying, you know, it's not like I beat you to death with one every single day, right? So help me out. Help yourself out. Get informed. Get engaged. Find out what's going on. You know, this report came out last week, and to a degree, I loved it. I thought it was great. And the reason I thought it was great is because we've been saying this for a long time. And finally, yes, finally, you have therapists that are saying it's true and it's real. So U.S., are you ready for this one? U.S. therapists say that they have seen an increase in patients with Trump anxiety disorder. And, you know, they say the symptoms include feeling as though the world is going to end. And, you know, so now they know how we felt for 8 years, although I didn't feel like the world was going to end. I knew it wasn't going to go along the way it should, or as smooth as it should. Therapists say there's been a rise in anxiety stemming from the Trump, what is it called? Trump anxiety disorder. A report from CBS News in Canada says that since President Trump was elected, the mental health professionals in the United States have seen an increase in patients whose stress has come from politics. Well, you shouldn't be stressed from politics. A report from CBS News, like I said, in Canada says that since President Trump was elected, mental health professionals in the United States. You know this? I said this before, and I meant it. They have never really, in the last decade, if you would, they have never had been or been had to deal with not having it their way. Do you know what I'm saying? They've never had to deal with them not getting exactly what they wanted. And the fact that they think, I'm listening to today, actually the whole weekend and today, I'm listening to a whole bunch of the illegal immigrants, if you would, have been coming out and they feel even more entitled than before. And you know what their argument has been, which I always get a kick out of now, more so than ever. Their argument more and more is the popular vote went to Hillary Clinton. It's like, okay, this is why we want you to take a class in history. It doesn't matter what the quote-unquote popular vote went to. It matters who got the electoral vote. This is why you need to study. This is why you need to understand what's going on. I love these people. Well, Hillary Clinton got, so technically he's not our president. No, actually, technically he is our president. Because he got elected constitutionally. He didn't get elected because of how you felt. That has nothing to do with anything. He got elected the right way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So the, I love this. Elizabeth Lamont, founder of the D.C. Counseling and Psychotherapy Center in Washington, D.C., said that some of her patients feel on edge about Trump's decisions. It's very disorienting and constantly unsettling. Well, again, so let me see. So people under President Obama who felt this way were sick and weird and just needed to get with the program. If you feel this way as Trump is president, then what? I mean, it's not a matter of just deal with it. If you feel this way under Trump, then apparently it's a sickness. And it's a sickness because Trump is causing it. See, the guy gets blamed for everything. I love this. It doesn't matter what's going on. It really doesn't. And I just find it amazing. There isn't anything positive about it. And, you know, you all know what I mean by this. This is hilarious. There isn't anything positive, apparently, in anything that he does. Now, if you can't say, remember, what's your mama always tell you? If you can't say anything nice about somebody, what? Don't say nothing at all. Can you imagine if we could get that to apply to people today? There wouldn't be a word. There wouldn't be a word about Trump now, would there? And when you think about it, yeah, see, I wasn't going to go down this road. I'll do it anyway. What the hey? I mean, this guy is terrible. There is nothing good about President Trump. Don't you know that? A 4.1 GDP rate. Unemployment rate the lowest since April 2000. And if you want to know more, you're going to have to come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Site. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car. car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
The electronic gremlins are working 100 miles an hour tonight. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation. I want you paying attention. I want you there. I want you involved. I want a lot, don't I? Anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Like I said, always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. I always enjoy the time that she spends with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. And she's just all over the place with me. Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
So, do you have any, I won't say friends, do you know anyone, I know you heard the first segment, who's suffering from this Trump derangement syndrome?
A good portion of the New Hampshire state legislature, yes.
Oh, God.
The entire New Hampshire Democrat leadership, yes.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yes. You know, it's really funny because you talk to people all the time, and you bring it up, and then they were making fun of us, and they were telling us, you know, it wasn't nice to make fun of them kind of thing. And then when you sit back and you see this, I have to giggle. I really do have to giggle and go, okay, so we were right. This is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. The reality is, I don't think it has anything to do with Trump, to be honest with you. I think these people were deranged before he came into office because we've often talked about liberalism being a mental disorder. It just escalated because they finally had a big target to blame for their own mental issues as opposed to just, taking accounting for their own deficiencies.
Yeah, but this has always been like this. This is what I've said. This hate, this irritation, this issue has always been just under the surface, right? Just under the surface of what's going on. And now that they're like caged animals. They can't handle it. They can't take it. They don't know what to do about it. So, kind of like, there's no way to get around it. It's there. They can't control it anymore.
My thing is, I don't understand what it is they're trying to control. He is the president. He was elected by the people in this country. Work on trying to get people to support your own party, if you're so disturbed by this, by actually, you know, pushing your own party's message, except it's horrible and nobody even likes it.
What message?
I don't know what to say.
Can you tell me what message they
have? Exactly. That's it. Higher taxes. They don't have, that's the problem. The Democrat Party has no message, and they have nitwits like that Ocasio-Cortez woman.
Started.
Oh, my God, she's a moron. And so they have, those are the people, that, and Bernie Sanders, an old man who never worked a day in his life. They have people like that as the leaders of their party right now, and they've already been rejected. A majority of people would never vote for them, maybe in their own party. Maybe the extreme left, but regular Americans? Absolutely not.
Well, the scary part about all this is, think about something. In 2016, they lost. Now, I don't think they lost just because of Hillary Clinton. If you think about what was rejected in states across the country, and not just in the presidential election, but the gubernatorial elections or what have you, they lost because they were too far left. They were lost because they were pushing to be too far social. What the Democrat Party walked away with after that election was they didn't go left far enough.
I don't want to give them any ideas of how they screwed up and how they keep screwing up, Joe. But yes, it wasn't just Trump. It wasn't just Hillary Clinton as the reason they lost. It was 8 years of calling anyone who disagreed with Obama a racist. It was 8 years of pushing transgender legislation. It was 8 years of trying to break social norms in society for outrageous, extreme, non-norms. It was 8 years of being beat down and just slammed if you dare to disagree with something based on policy. So there's a lot of reasons that the Democrats lost. They can blame Hillary all they want. She's not the only reason. But hey, it doesn't appear they're going to get it, and I'm cool with that because, you know, let them keep losing.
Well, I love all these, what are they called? The polls that are coming out that are saying that, you know, we're way behind, we're in trouble now, blah, blah, blah. And I go, yeah, I know. And Hillary was going to win in a landslide. I mean, you guys, are you that desperate? Are you getting that wigged out about all of this? I mean, these people are seriously in trouble, mentally and more.
Well, yeah, exactly. And the thing is, they became out of touch with the electorate a long time ago, right? But I don't think they can ever get it back. I just don't think they can pull themselves back up to reality and what goes on across the country, not just in their little left-wing liberal zones. I don't think they can get back to that reality. You know, you and I both know, and lots of Democrats know, they pushed out the JFK-type Democrats out a long time ago.
Long time ago.
And that's what a lot of independents sit. A lot of independents sit sort of in that middle where they want some things conservative and some things a little bit more, you know, more liberal, but certainly not the extremes of the left. That's not where most people sit in this country.
But look what they're touting.
They don't get that.
And more and more. I mean, think about something here. They've got more and more of these left-wing, I don't even know if you can call them left-wing anymore, hardcore Democrat socialists. I don't even know if, again, with all due respect to JFK, I don't know if you can call them liberal Democrats anymore, right?
Well, they're not really liberals anymore. They're leftists, which is a far different term, in my opinion, because they're not, the only thing they're liberal with is your tax dollars, our tax dollars. They've gone seriously to the left. I mean, Republicans even have gone to the left. You know that. And most conservatives can't stand that. So the Democrats went really extreme far left. Republicans went too far left. And both of those different types of people are getting rejected across the country.
Here's my fear. My fear is that Republicans voted in, you know, Trump and others because they wanted a change. They wanted the wall. They wanted all this stuff done, and it hasn't gotten done. I mean, some of it has. Let's not talk like the left does. Some of it has got done. But for the most part, it hasn't got done. Why should they make a change? You're going to have to wait till after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Kimberly Moran joins me on the other side as well. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to The Real Thing. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A new VA secretary is sworn in at the White House. President Donald Trump makes it official for Robert Wilkie, who'd served as Pentagon Undersecretary.
As our new VA secretary, I have absolute confidence that Robert will continue our historic progress on behalf of our nation's veterans. Last year, we passed the landmark VA Accountability Act.
Secretary Wilkie reportedly plans to reassign several high-ranking political appointees at the agency to improve morale. Redding, California Police Chief Roger Moore is homeless. His family's house, among the hundreds of homes destroyed by the deadly car fire, the largest blaze among the 17 wildfires still burning in California. Now he's adjusting to a new reality.
You get up in the morning, you think, gosh, where's my razor? You know, because the first couple of days I didn't have a razor. And so just the little necessities, the basics of life, socks, you know, just the things that you would just take for granted.
Chief Moore speaking to ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
I do appreciate so much the time you spend with us on the air and in the chat room. I know. I go through this all the time. Texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let's bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me every week. I always have a good time when she's on the show with us because she helps me try to figure this stuff out because I get all riled up. Now I get stupid in the head and she helps out. Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's true. I mean, look at this stuff, right? Like, again, this Trump anxiety, as a matter of fact, I called it derangement. They're calling it Trump anxiety disorder, right? And what they say is it's a feeling of a loss of control and helplessness and fretting about what's happening in the country and spending excessive time on social media. Now, either you're just a freak if this is really making this nuts, okay? Or didn't we experience some of this under President Oblamo? I mean, seriously, right? I mean, I heard the flushing sound every time he said something.
Exactly. I was just going to say that, Joe. It's not unsimilar to what a lot of people felt after Obama got elected. And guess what? We didn't freak out and lose our minds like the left is. We got off our behinds and did something to make actual real change happen. That's what we all did. Because
we went to work. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we went to work too. We went to work. Yeah, if we had jobs. But that's what people did. We set about, and I can say this because I didn't become involved in politics until September of 2008, and it was because of Obama and the mainstream media and their lack of reporting on him. So, and I didn't know about all this alternative media. So I tried to find out this truth. I did research, and I became involved, and I became a political activist on the federal level first and then on the local level. So I actually took action and got involved. The problem is these people take action for the wrong thing if they do take action, or they just sit like lunatics on social media.
Well, they do damage. And their idea. I mean, you watch what they do. They get out there. They start, you know, I don't know, smashing windows, stepping on police cars, doing all the stuff that they shouldn't be doing.
And that's all.
How is that constructive in any way?
Okay, but that there's a difference. Those people aren't grassroots activists. Those people are usually paid hacktivists. The left loves to pay people to be quote-unquote activists. I mean, unions have been doing it for years. Oh, you're a union protester? Yeah, you're getting paid for it. We know that. The left has been paying protesters, quote unquote, for years. These people actually get paid to do this. It is far and few between where you're getting actual people, grassroots activists out there trying to do anything, period, on the left. On the right, it's a different story. That's why you see people, you know, during the day, middle of the day, having protests because, oh, you know, wait, they don't have jobs. They're getting paid to do that protest.
Yeah,
that's the huge difference. You know, the people on the right, we all have to work day jobs on top of doing all the political activism we do aside from that.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say all that because I was thinking about when we go out and we have rallies or protests or what have you, there's almost never any violence there except from a far right idiots that, and they're all over the place. There's far left idiots all over the place, too. Let's just be honest and fair about it. Right.
Yep.
But for the most part, we're not destroying stuff. We're not looking to tear things down. We're not looking to beat up on police cars because for some odd reason, we have figured out that it costs us money when you start tearing up public property, right? I actually got a little Facebook war with somebody who thought it was really cool and really great that they damaged Donald Trump's star on a Hollywood Walk of Fame. And I said, okay, so you're okay with people destroying, I mean, perfect, people destroying personal property or public property in this case. And they said, well, they were just exercising their First Amendment rights. And I said, oh, really? So free speech includes destroying somebody else's property. Great. I'll get started immediately.
Right? That's how dumb these people are. It's either they're dumb, they're ill-informed, they're misinformed, or they just don't care.
I think they don't care.
Any of those,
and I think they're disingenuous. Sorry.
Yeah, they're lying when they say that's free speech. Destroying someone else's property is not free speech.
No, never has.
Saying something out loud, have at. But destroying someone's property, not free speech, kids. Not any way you look at it, ever.
Look, there was two guys dressed up as Russian soldiers guarding his star on the Walk of Fame. I actually thought it was kind of funny. And to me, that was exercising your free speech. You know,
is funny, yeah.
Oh, it's hilarious. And I wish I would have thought of something like that. But, I'm getting a lot of trouble if I was just going to say what I wanted to say. But anyway, but having the two Russians there would have been was a kick. They would have gone out of their minds. Can you imagine if we had two Kenyan guards, you know, guarding an Obama statue? They would have gone out of their minds.
Yeah, they would have.
I'm just saying. Yeah, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I know I'm going to hear about that.
You get an email for that one.
But, I mean, just to show you how ludicrous and asinine it is. You know, we're right back in that same crap. What? Go ahead.
They could have had the new Black Panthers instead.
Okay, yeah. Well, we could have a field day with it. There'd be all kinds of stuff we could do there. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe a couple of Iranian imams watching over. I don't know. We could think of a couple of pallets of fake money. You know, that would have been great, too. But, anyhow.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, they're just... And the thing is, and we've talked about this before, understandable a few months after the election, I get it, you know, but after that, get yourself together, man. Freaking gather your wits if you have any and move on with things and try to make your own party better so that people will want to vote for them. But they can't do it because they've lost whatever small minds they had, they've lost it. And they're screwing their own party because they're putting all the loudest people that they're putting out there, like that nitwit Maxine Waters or this crazy loon Ocasio-Cortez or Bernie Sanders. They're putting all these people out there, and still Hillary Clinton is speaking, And that's what people see. That's what regular Americans see. And they're like, oh, okay, you know, I'm glad I voted for Trump. That's what they're seeing.
It's not going to stop anytime
soon. They make Trump look better when they act crazy.
That's what I said. You know what? If he would shut up and stop tweeting, I mean, totally, just sit back in a chair for a week, they would hang themselves. They would make the news, hang the news, jump in the news, and jump off the chair if you would just let them do it for about a week. Because they wouldn't know what to do. They'd have absolutely nothing to talk about, right?
Right. They would, oh my God, there's no such thing as a mute leftist. Damn it. That would be really funny.
Oh.
But yeah, no, they, I think if he did, so, I mean, you know how they are. If he does something good, they find something, they bash him about it. If he does something not so good, they bash him. It doesn't matter what Trump does.
No.
If
he ran into a burning building, I say this all the time, he saved two of the three kids. They would say, well, that third kid was 1/800th Hispanic, and he hates Hispanic people. That's why he left him in there. You know, that would be their argument.
Yeah, they would.
Right?
Right.
I mean, this is
and that's how disturbed they are.
Well, this is why it's called a derangement. And now you have professionals calling it that. Go figure that one out. I mean, I love that. But, hey, this Me Too movement, right? Well, go ahead. No, go ahead. You can say
something. I was just going to say, so this nutbag, psychotic state legislator in New Hampshire, she actually admitted on social media, I now have to take anti-anxiety medicine. I'm like, please up your meds. I knew she was on meds. She should have been taking them a long time ago. She's one of these exactly described, takes to social media. She doesn't actually do anything in real life, like, you know, political activism. She's a state legislator that votes how her party bosses tell her, but she's got Trump derangement syndrome, and she's nuts. Psychotic nuts.
Yeah, this
and
is,
that's what we have to put up with in New Hampshire.
And it's getting, well, up and down New England. And it's getting out of here. Like this guy from CBS, the president there, Les, what's his name,
Moonves?
Moonves? Yep. Is that his name? I mean,
he's
still sitting there. He's still allowed to function. He's had these allegations against him. I'm sorry, I haven't seen the Me Too people coming out and screaming at the top of their lungs. Have you?
Not yet.
Oh, I don't care, not yet. Look at, if this there's that sound again. Anyway, we'll go for a quick break, but I want you to think about something during the break. If this was a conservative, if this was Fox News with a conservative at the head of the helm, they would be screaming at the supporters, right? The sponsors. Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back with Kimberly Moran in just a minute. Don't go far.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And let's just bring her in because I know you're all waiting for anyhow. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week, to kind of help me figure out the crazy stuff that's going on in the world. Kimberly, thank you for being with me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So we got some, like, pseudo sad news today.
What's that?
Guess who's retiring?
Finally.
I think Alex Trebek for 600, Alex. Yeah, Alex Trebek is talking about retiring from... What has that show been on? What's he, like 107?
I don't even know. I haven't seen... I didn't even know it was still on the air.
Oh, God.
It's been around that long.
Yeah, it had. I remember when I was a kid, maybe he wasn't in there, but I remember at some points in my life walking in and having people yelling at the TV set, and they're yelling at Jeopardy to try to figure out what the story was and all that. I always got a kick out of that. But, you know, some of these guys, you're right, I think they're not there anymore. Like Bob Barker, what was it, The Price is Right? How does that show even still make it today?
I have no idea. I don't watch any of that stuff. I have no idea.
Well, better those than soap operas. Remember, are they still even around?
Oh, my God. I think those are still on. I have no idea. I watched them when I was in high school. General Hospital was the big one.
Why do you need soap operas with Facebook? I don't get it. You can read all kinds of
things. They didn't have Facebook when I was...
On Facebook.
They didn't have Facebook when I was a teenager. Oh, you mean Facebook now?
Yeah. She's really...
Thank God they didn't have Facebook when I was a teenager.
God.
I don't know. Yeah, you get live drama on Facebook. You don't need a soap opera.
Up minute-to-minute stuff. It's great. I love it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Okay, so let's hit with a couple of fast things here, right? So this is really cool. So we can't get Trump. Trump is making us crazy. More Trump derangement syndrome. The so-called D.C. Advisory Neighborhood Commission is backing a petition that seeks to pull Trump International Hotel's liquor license. Okay, they cite a law or a part of a law that says the person who owns the license has to be of good character. So a group from outside the city has lodged a complaint with the liquor people saying that you need to pull his license because he is not a person of good character. And I love this. I think this is, it's just like they are truly throwing the spaghetti against the wall and seeing what sticks, aren't they?
What? Where they file this complaint?
In D.C. They want the Trump hotel in D.C. They want his liquor license pulled because they know that's what that will do to the place. Because the owner has to be of good character. Here's the problem. He's divested himself of interest in those places. So how can they tie it together, number one? Well, number two, it's not even a D.C. company that's making the complaint. It's a company from outside of D.C. making the complaint. Trump derangement syndrome.
I can't even. So, but one of the things, it's probably owned by a corporation anyway.
Yes.
Not literally by Donald J. Trump. Oh, my God, these people are so dumb. This is the kind of thing that regular Americans look at them and say, "Are you people are morons? This is why we can't vote for you. This is why we can't vote for your party.
You got nothing. That's what you got.
Literally nothing. Oh, my.
Oh, God. No, it gets better. Well, go ahead.
Come on.
I can feel it rolling off your tongue. Go ahead.
No, that was a bad word. That was going to roll off my tongue.
So here's another one. This one should force it out of your throat and off your tongue. So a GOP Senate resolution supporting immigration and customs enforcement, known as ICE, and knocking Democrats' call to abolish it. Guess what? It was blocked by the Democrats on Wednesday. So we need to abolish ICE. We need to abolish ICE, but shh, don't tell anybody.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think Republicans were saying, hey, you guys want to abolish ICE? Come on, bring up a bill. Bring up a bill so we can have it on record.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they, because that's insanity. Because ICE does, I agree, sometimes things go too far, but they do stop human child traffickers. They do good things, and they do protect our borders as much as we don't have enough protected borders. But to just abolish them so we can have free drug cartels freely running across the border, well, child traffickers freely running across the border. I mean, that's what Democrats who want to abolish ICE are saying. They are pro-drug cartel, illegal drugs, and child traffickers. That's what they're saying.
Oh, but
that's
we're not
what the
done.
Party plat they're
it
saying
gets
now.
Better. It gets better.
Oh, come on.
No. So the Dems brought their own quote-unquote bill to the floor, but it really wasn't a bill. It was kind of a resolution. They asked for consent to pass legislation which promised a policy of catch and release for all illegal immigrants who bring children to the border. So they wanted to encourage them coming to the border, exactly what we're trying not to, right? And once they got to the border, if it was, you know, parents and kids, then you would catch them, write them up, and release them and have them come back to court, which never, 92% of the time it doesn't happen. They never show up for the court hearing.
Why can't we release them back into their own country? Go right back over the border.
Yeah, here's your ticket.
Bye,
go
see.
That way.
No ticket. March their illegal arses back over the border.
I'm I'm with you.
Seriously.
Yep.
I mean, although in other countries, in Mexico, for example, you or I, if we illegally crossed the border, we'd be put in jail.
Well,
not some kind of center or whatever. We'd be put in jail.
Just follow the law. Can we just follow the law? I mean, it's really that simple. And then finally, the House Republicans pushed and passed their own resolution supporting ICE and support. And it finally passed 244 to 35. So 35 Democrats voted against supporting the enforcement agency. The SS.
Yeah, 35 Democrats who are either not running again or in safe districts.
That's sad. These people are just, they're sad on
it's
so many levels.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's basically disgusting. They support, the Democrat Party has basically told us over the past year and a half, 2 years almost, they support illegal aliens over Americans. They support higher taxes and keeping more of our money over giving us tax cuts. They support making our health care even worse than they already made it with Obamacare. They support nothing that's actually good for America. Nothing. Not one thing. Tell me one thing they support that's good for America. Can you?
No. Not as a whole. No. So, speaking of off-color Dems, Adam Schiff. You ever notice whenever he talks, he's looking at the camera, you kind of figure he's really not on this planet? I mean, you ever get that feeling?
I can't tell where he's looking because he's crazy.
So
he's got crazy eyes.
Oh, scary. Scary. Well, you know, Don Bongino went off on him. He's a former Secret Service agent. You know, and I love it. If these guys, if they're liberal Secret Service agents, then everything they say is true. And if they're conservative Secret Service agents, then the left says that everything they say is a lie and tainted, which is what we've come to in this country. Now, it's one side always tells the truth and one side always lies. Just ask them. They'll tell you. But after the FISA memos came out, He was not, how do I say this? He was not balleting around the issue. He came right out, and Don Bongino on TV on several interviews, he came right out, he said, you know, Adam Schiff is a fraud and a liar and a disgrace to this country and his party. And, you know, he went down the issues that were a problem. And you look at the dossier is a hoax, right? I mean, The proof that they had for the FISA judge who got taken advantage of, if I was him, I would have put everybody in jail, signed the darn thing. And I don't know. This thing, I think this thing is falling away, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, again, what are they gonna say to people? Like, they have their hardcore left-wingers and even some libertarians believe in having open borders, right? There are some people who truly believe that.
Yep.
Because they aren't very smart, and they don't think through what that actually means, and that no country in this world has that. What is it there? Again, nothing to offer the American people. Nothing. Not one thing. They want massive gun control. They want to ban certain firearms. They'd love to ban all firearms, but they'll just stick with rifles for now because there's no such thing as an assault weapon, no such thing that civilians can own. They want to take First Amendment rights away. They want to take Second Amendment rights away. They don't want people to have due process. They choose illegal aliens over American citizens and legal immigrants. What exactly are they offering to the American people? They want to raise our taxes, kill more jobs. They didn't learn their lesson under Obama.
No.
Let's put it that way. They
didn't learn their lesson. Hey, we're running out of time. Go ahead, quick, tell people where to find you.
Oh, my gosh, it's that quick. New Hampshire Political Buzz, graniterock.com, and on Twitter at conservativeIND.
I'm Joe Bastidi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Pleasure to have Kimberly with us as well. And look, we'll be back in a little bit. I got a lot more crazy stories coming up in the next hour. Teenagers today, they're just better behaved, but they're and less hedonistic, but they are out of touch with reality. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.